Good morning. A wet start to the day across interior New York and New England as low pressure tracks off to our south, producing rainfall. Some of the higher terrain, seeing temperatures closer to freezing, and some wet snow is falling, especially above 1,000 feet. In these locations, we can expect a slushy accumulation of a couple of inches, particularly in parts of the Adirondacks, the Green Mountains, perhaps even the Taconics and the highest elevations across the Berkshires and northwest Connecticut. But even these locations are only right at freezing and will go into the mid-30s pretty quickly, and we'll see a transition from the wet snow over to rain showers as this system departs early this morning. For the remainder of the region, the steady rain will taper off to scattered showers as we head into the mid-morning hours and the low-pressure wave tracks south and east of Long Island and off the coast. The result will be a drier afternoon, although still plenty of clouds, a lingering shower possible, and high temperatures in the middle 40s on average. The weather will remain dry into the evening hours, although skies will remain mostly cloudy. In fact, clouds will thicken back up in advance of the next system, which will bring rain back into the region after midnight tonight. Steady rain early Friday morning, perhaps even a rumble of thunder, will give way to partly sunny skies through the middle of the day. It'll become breezy, and a southwest wind will help push temperatures well into the 60s to around 70 for daytime highs. At this point, a cold front will approach from the west, and there is the chance of a few scattered showers and even some stronger thunderstorms on Friday afternoon. Behind the front, sharply colder air will build in on Friday night and will leave us with a dry, chilly weekend. Lots of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, but highs will remain in the lower 40s before the next system arrives during the day on Monday with another chance of rain and snow, and unsettled weather will continue into the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern will be a busy one across the lower 48 over the next few days thanks to a slow-moving upper-level trough and a series of disturbances ejecting into the nation's heartland. Leading off with wintry impacts, precipitation will continue across the Four Corners region today. Snow levels will drop across the region today and tomorrow, with 6 to 12 inches of snow forecast across the Magellan Rim, the Wasatch, and Central Rockies. Locally, higher amounts are expected in the highest elevations. Snow will then spread into the Central Plains, and blizzard warnings remain in place across western Nebraska and southeastern Wyoming due to strong northeasterly winds. Farther east, rain and thunderstorms are expected as a warm front lifts north through the Plains, Mississippi Valley, and Ohio Valley. A surging cold front will push east across the central United States, and the result will be a large area of showers and thunderstorms, with severe weather and flash flooding threats shifting into the Mississippi and Ohio valleys. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 18 degrees with a south wind at 31 gusting to 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 38 degrees, the dew point 34, 86% relative humidity, an east wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.32 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the lower 50s, Boston cloudy, rain, lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 54 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 42, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just 3/10 of an inch for the month, which is 7.3 inches below normal, and 42.6 inches of snow for the season, which is 11.9 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 78, set in 2012, and the record low, 10 below zero, in 1967. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:07 p.m., 12 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow rain mixed this morning, then mostly cloudy later today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain moving back in late tonight in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain showers this morning, then mostly cloudy later today and highs in the upper 40s. More rain moving back in late tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow and rain showers this morning, then mostly cloudy later today with highs in the mid-40s. Rain moving back in late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a snow-rain mix this morning, then mostly cloudy later today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain moving back in late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with cold rain, perhaps some wet snow showers this morning, then mostly cloudy later today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain moving back in late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, then partly sunny and breezy, then scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs around 70. Mostly sunny, breezy, lower 40s Saturday, sunny and cool on Sunday near 40. Another chance of rain or snow Monday afternoon in the lower to mid 40s. Scattered rain and snow showers on Tuesday in the upper 40s, and another chance of rain on Wednesday with highs around 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.